they gather in several places in the city, in Jaipur. People from all over the town, they came together in each spot, and they are supposed to go to the parliament buildings in downtown of Jaipur. But before they move further, they were stopped by the police, by the regular police and brigade mobile police of Jaipur.
Many of the protesters were arrested after they were stopped by the police. Do you have any sort of idea of how many were arrested in the end?
They were arrested before moving to Parliament building. So they were arrested in several places, and they gathered them, all of them, in the two places. Part of them were in the brigade police headquarters in Jaipur, in Abipur, in Kotaraja, also in Jaipur. And hundreds of them, they drove them down to the city of Jaipur, and then they placed them in the office of the police of the Jaipur city.
And you're currently at the hospital in Jaipur taking some of the students that were injured yesterday to get treated. How bad are their injuries?
Unfortunately, we couldn't be able to gather to collect all the all students who injured yesterday. So we only got 7 of them who beaten and also wounded in several areas of their body. So now we are bringing them come to this hospital and provide them with the medical services.
And you were also yesterday involved with the group who were negotiating with police after the arrests to get the people who were arrested released. What did police have to say about the situation?
Well, the police, especially the head of the police of Papua province, or Papua regional head of the police of Papua, so that's the formal name of this institution, Mr. Waterpau, he expressed that the message that the demonstrator conveyed yesterday, according to them, they called that it was against the constitution of the Republic of Indonesia. It is violated the law of Indonesia. So that's the reason that he explained in the meeting. We say to them that we are really disappointed with the way that the police managed the demonstration, because they express that practice their right, their freedom of expression. And if police stop them like that, then police also violate their basic right.